podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for Saturday, January 15th, 2021. First of all, a happy new year to all our listeners. Hope that 2022 brings you many successful sports bets and a great sporting calendar for us all to get stuck into. Hope you had a good Christmas break. Myself and Connor certainly enjoyed the World Darts Championship, which started well with Steve beating Fallon Sherrick and then went from good to better with all quarter winners correct. A fiver on that returned me something like 680 quid. So an excellent Christmas overall. Our Patreon listeners will see from the video that we have something special lined up for this show. So without further ado, it's great to be back. My name is Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello, and welcome to the Mega Podcast. This is something that was drummed up over Christmas and also New Year, when there was fuck all football actually getting played and everything getting cancelled. So we decided to have a Mega Podcast to talk about specifically Borussia Dortmund, but you know, we will cover other teams throughout it.
Among other things. Have a good break, Gordon?
I did. I received this very nice SoftBank Hawks top from you. That was great. Do you have your Christmas gift that I got you?
Fucking hell, I do. So that's a Greuther Fürth top because 13. Yeah, because they cost me several hundred pounds. In a game against Union Berlin, because Union did not win and Fürth got some of their only points this season. So thank you, Gordon. I'll put that with the Celta Vigo top, the canvas print of Might Bite falling at the last at Kempton, and the Washington Nationals World Series hat I also have. Every year, a different bit of sports memorabilia to remind me of a time I lost a hell of a lot of money. So thank you for that, sir.
You're welcome.
It worked so well during the second half of 2021 that we're keeping it rolling. And not only do we have one guest this week, we have several. First up, our first guest, Mr. Chris Kelly. Chris, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
It's great to have you back. I have to say it was a wonderful watch, the baseball documentary that you made on Scottish baseball this year.
Thank you.
It's obviously all over our Facebook group, but find it on YouTube. What would be the key thing to search for on YouTube for listeners of the show?
So if you search for my channel, it's called C. Kelly Edits. You should be able to find it that way. And if you like it, then give it a little subscribe, please, because that'd really help me out.
Nice one, Chris. Good to have you back. Our second guest, Joey Slenzak, all the way from Michigan. How are we, Joey?
I'm doing great, guys. How's everyone doing?
Yeah, really good. Thank you for making the time to come on the show, obviously with the time difference. We really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if I'm being honest, it's a little easier for me than it is you guys. And you guys are up a little bit later than I am, so this is just a nice kickstart into my evening.
Lovely. Glad to hear it. We then roll on to, well, recently married Saints fan and the first guest to go 4 out of 4, Connor Mack. Connor, how are you?
Very well, guys. How are you?
I don't know what you're getting the round of applause for, but I hope it's for the 4 out of 4.
No, recently married. Recently married.
No, no, no.
Yeah, that was it.
4 out of 4.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, marriage.
And then, obviously, very soon after Connor, our next guest also hit the 4 out of 4. Dave Greenfield. How are you, Dave?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too. So this is the first time the show has ran with 6 people. We've never done 5. We've never done 4. So we'll see how this goes. It obviously means we're going to have a hell of a lot of picks for you this week. We'll still do the normal banker, value, outsider, and charity from each of us. So that's 4 picks by 6, 24 picks. And I'm sure there'll be all sorts of other chat. So this is what you've got to look forward to. Obviously, subscribers to our Patreon channel, if you search Trampled Bet Podcast on
on Patreon, www.patreon.com. You'll see the video. You'll see all six of us. And you'll also get access to the cheat sheet after this podcast, which I think might really come in handy to be able to see all the picks written down as opposed to trying to remember what's been said throughout the show. One point of business to bring up before we get cracking on the first picks of this year is that the last podcast that went out, I had COVID and wasn't here. So Gordo, Joey and Dave handled that show. They did a tremendous job hitting the charity bet as well. So congratulations, gentlemen. Well done. I know, Dave, your selection ended up void because I wasn't the only one to have COVID. It wasn't just me and Raymond Van Barneveld. A hell of a lot of footballers got it as well. So the double went ahead with just Aberdeen and Tottenham. They both won. And the returns went to Stroke Association UK because Dave fronted the money for that charity. So thanks very much for that, Dave. And great to get a winner in. Yeah, great to get a winner in for charity. That's the preamble. Should we hit out with some picks?
24, please. Let's go.
One of 24. Here we go. The very first one. Hey, Saturday at 12:30. So hopefully, if anyone puts all 24 picks on as some massive accumulator,
I'll be doing that.
Hopefully, it's still alive at 12:30 on Saturday. I think there's a good chance it will be. So as per normal, new listeners to the show, maybe you've just picked up our podcast for 2022. We run through four different types of pick. One, banker pick, which is basically something we expect has a really high rate of coming in. So, sort of 80% of the time or more, we reckon this bet will come in. A value pick, and that's something around the even money mark where we think the chances of it happening are better than the odds that you're going to get. And then an outsider pick, the outsider being something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog. And again, we think there's value in, but usually these are much higher odds. So we try to cater for everyone. And then a tenner of our own money on everyone's charity pick as an accumulator at the end. And all the returns of that go to a charity of our choosing. It's going to be a sixfold this week, so there's no pressure, lads.
Not at all.
My charity pick's on Sunday, which could mean all the pressure's on me, or let's be honest, more likely, it's already dead by then, and it doesn't matter. That's not the right attitude.
Terrible attitude for a sixfold.
To be fair, Andy, my charity bet is on Tuesday. So
the following Tuesday. Oh, that's one upmanship of a whole new level.
It's gonna be on me. I can feel it.
That'd be great. Oh, to have all five in and waiting on something the following Tuesday. We could watch it as we record next week's show.
That's beautiful.
Right, gents. So before we head on to the picks, let's just run through the fact we have a Facebook group. It goes from strength to strength. A few hundreds of our hardcore listeners in there, all sharing different bets, advice. You also get access to all of us in there. Obviously, you can chat with us about the picks for the weekend ahead. And there's loads of good stuff, and it's not just limited to football. There's all sorts of horse racing, darts, wrestling, boxing, whatever you want, you name it. We also have a Patreon channel, which I mentioned earlier, and I'll mention again at the end of the show. So let's head out with some of the picks for this week. And as always, we shall start with the banker bets. Mine, 12:30 on Saturday in the German second division, so the Bundesliga II, St. Pauli versus Au, and that's top of the table, St. Pauli, on 36 points at home against second bottom of the table, Au, on 14 points. St. Pauli in good form just now, 10 points from the last five games, whereas Au are dead last in the form table with only 3 points from their last five. Unsurprisingly, St. Pauli are also the best home team in the league, but they've got a perfect 24 points from 8 home games. So they have won every single home match they've played this season. Au are the second worst team away from home. They've only got 6 points from 8 away games. The home win here is 2-5, which I think is actually a really big price, considering all that I've hit out with. And I can't see anything other than a St. Pauli home win. So that is our first banker of 2022. What have you got, G-Man?
I'm staying in Germany, and I must note that I did actually look at St. Pauli as a banker, but you got your picks in first. So that's how that works. So I am also in Germany. This is Dortmund versus Freiburg, the most talked about game of the weekend, certainly in this group. Dortmund and Freiburg just score and concede goals like mad, specifically in the first half, though. Freiburg have... they've only once this season not scored in the first half, and it was the last game. It was against Union Berlin. Prior to that, goals have went in the first half in all of Dortmund's last five games, home and away. Four of five of Freiburg's last five games, including when Freiburg knocked six past Borussia Mönchengladbach in the first half. So I'm quite confident of a first half goal in this game, and I think it's quite reasonable to expect that for the odds of... just updating them just now, 1-3. You can get them at 1-3 on 365 at the moment. They look like Dortmund are a bit scary at the moment for backing them straight up in my book, because they look like they could just throw it. Like they were 2-0 down and 1-3-2 the other day. But for the purposes of this, it's 1-3. Dortmund or Freiburg to score in the first half. Something to happen. A flash score notification that doesn't get taken away. It's all I want.
That Freiburg Mönchengladbach game sounds very familiar.
Yes, I do remember someone taking a wee bet on that, perhaps.
He's very quiet. He's kept very quiet now.
No, someone's muted their mic. on to Chris Kelly for his banker. Chris, where are you and what are you going?
So on Monday, 7:45, we're going to Italy for Serie A. We're going for Fiorentina to beat Genoa at 1-2. Mostly due to Genoa, who are just terrible in the league at the moment. They're on a massive no-win streak. They've had one win in 21 games, nine draws and 11 losses. Fiorentina, I feel like I need to justify a little bit, because they were doing really well. Then they drew two games, which I chalked up to their captain getting a red card and having to be suspended for a game. And then just on Monday there, they get absolutely wrecked 4-0 by Torino. But I watched the game. What can you say? Torino were just really good. It was one of those fluky performances where one team just were not getting beaten. I think when you look at Genoa, they're not Torino. They are trash. They've had one win this season. So yeah, 1-2, I think Fiorentina are the way to go. If you want to be a bit more cautious, you can go for draw no bet, which is about 1-5. And if, like me, you really like odds, I'm going for Vlahovic to score and win. So that's how confident I'm feeling about this banker.
I feel like Joey would be all over that. Like anything involving Dusan Vlahovic is
you're talking my language.
Yeah, I mean he's doing great, you know. So yeah, I think it's just been a wee bit of a wobbly period for Fiorentina, and expect this to be them back to winning ways. Joey, what have you got?
Yeah, I was definitely a little bit thrown off by that 4-0 loss on Monday, but Dusan Vlahovic is just a machine. He's gonna be given a good run for the top scorer in the league this year. So for my banker, I'm going to join Andy and Gordo in Germany with Bayern versus Cologne. And I just like goals. If you've learned one thing from any of the times I've been on the show, I like goals. And so what I'm going to go with is both to score and over 2.5, and you can get that at about 2-3, 1.67 on the decimal. So the biggest thing with this is, I mean, these teams just really like to score. Bayern, through 18 games, have scored 57 goals and have conceded 18 goals. And then Cologne, slightly on a more normal pace, are scoring 30 goals through 18 games, conceding 28. But kind of what kicks it here for me is the home form. Cologne have actually scored 18 goals and 11 and conceded 11 in 9 home matches, averaging just over 1.2 conceded and then 2 goals scored. Whereas Bayern are actually scoring marginally more away from home versus at home. So they're scoring they're averaging 3 goals per game at home. They're averaging 3.375, playing slightly less games, but still scoring about the same. And then they're technically also conceding a lot more away from home than at home, also given the one less game. First 5-game form table sees these sides only separated by 2 points. Bayern, understandably, and to be expected, are averaging 3 goals for and 1 against, whereas Cologne are kind of somewhere norm. They're somewhere around 1-1. The last 7 meetings between these sides have been 3-2, 3-2, 5-1, 1-2, 1-4, 4-0, and 1-3. Last fixture, last time these sides met was earlier in the season in the reverse, and it finished 3-2 Bayern. If you want to get a little greedy, because it wouldn't be a podcast if I didn't throw that in there, I really do fancy Bayern to take this as a win. But Cologne's just been phenomenal at home. So that was kind of what threw me off, or not threw me off, but made me opt towards just goals in general. I could very well see Cologne getting a second, especially with Bayern dealing with some COVID issues. But more than anything, I just think this is going to be a goal fest.
I like it. I like it. Anything in the banker slot where you say it's just goals, count me in for it, Joey.
Just goals. I don't care who scores, just give me goals. I want all the goals.
So, Connor, what have you got? Yeah.
Connor,
yeah, I was...
Oh, sorry. No, I missed my cue. There was part of me waiting for Andy to go, but Joey, what's Bayern's XG?
Yeah. I was going to put that in there, but you
know, I'm over it after they get beat by Munchen Gladbach last weekend. Bayern can fuck off.
So my banker, there's a theme going on here. I'm in Germany as well, but I'm going to be in the same league as Andy, Bundesliga 2. And if anyone's learned anything from my time on the slot, on the pod, mine are not banker odds. I'm going for a 4-5 shot as per normal. And mine is Saturday at 7:30, and it's Darmstadt at home to Karlsruhe. it's Darmstadt in second in the league against mid-table Karlsruhe. And the pick is basically just on Darmstadt's home form. They sit second behind St. Pauli with 18 points from 8 home games. They recently beat St. Pauli 4-0 at home. And their last 5 home games, they beat Nuremberg, Bremen, St. Pauli and Rosenborg, who are all in the top 10. Whereas Karlsruhe's last away 5 games, they haven't won. They've had one away game where they've won. That was against Leverkusen in the Cup. It was a very understrength Leverkusen. So just based on that, I'm only backing Darmstadt for their home form, really, with the teams that they've beat. And I think the price is a little bit wrong as well for the home team. So.
We might want a side bet because you're going to hear that game later, and I think it's the first time that this has ever happened on the show. But if it was going to happen, it would happen when there's 6 people giving picks.
But, what was that? Sorry,
I said no. Yeah, we'll hear that. We'll hear about that game later.
Oh, you picked that as well. Sorry.
It's good. It's just never happened before.
If there's a first time
for everything.
If you've learned anything from this, Andy, you have to listen to me because I'm pretty sure I said Freiburg would beat Mönchengladbach. and they were 6-0 up in half an hour. So,
yeah. And we just need one for them this time.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. Dave, what have you got?
So I am definitely not in Germany. I am in Scottish League 2, and I am backing Kelty Hearts to beat Edinburgh City at 2-5. So, County Arts sitting first, Edinburgh in fifth. 2 previous games have played, County Arts have won both of them. County Arts have took 12 points from the last 5 games, scoring 16, conceding 6. And Edinburgh have took 5 points from the last 5 games, scoring 6, conceding 10. Now, last time I was on, I did pick County Arts as my banker, and I did get hammered 5-1 at home.
I think
that was just an off result because they've been walking this league and they'll continue to walk this league, in my opinion. So I think it's pretty safe.
Yeah, I was looking at them for my banker as well. So
totally are they the only professional club in that league, or are they quite richly owned? Is that why they're doing really well? Is it?
Yeah, that's a lot of money behind them.
I was going to say, that's a Chris Kelly question, that one. You asked someone about the Scottish lower league. It's like, everyone has their own pocket. Like, I would never question Dave in any English lower league. I would just like, nah, he's fine. Just, he knows his stuff.
Brilliant. Yep. That's it, yeah. That's it for me.
Cool. So I guess, Andy, values?
Yeah, on to some values. That'll be a banker sixfold will be pretty tasty there, rather than the normal sort of banker threefold. I'm just pricing it up on Bet365, but you guys were just too quick there in order for me to get it. So you made me do a wee bet builder as well in the middle of that made it slightly difficult.
Can you spice up and add Modest to score any time for Cologne. That will come.
I mean, you're probably getting a lot better odds, but I don't know if that's necessarily a banker.
-1.
My quick maths.
You're going to get something like 12-1. Overall, I think you'll get about 12-1 for all six. I reckon you'd get about 12-1 for that.
My maths is well off then. I had 3-1.
3-1, yeah.
Not a chance. Not with a 4-5 shot in there. Connor just...
The 4-5 king.
Boosting everything right up there. That's a value pick, Connor. For fuck's sake. So six bankers, love it. Talking about value picks, on to the value picks. So these tend to be more around even money. So not the short odds of your 1-4s or your 1-3s. My value picks on Sunday, I'm still in the German Bundesliga Zwei, so the second tier in German football, for Heidenheim versus Ingolstadt. And a home win for Heidenheim here is 7-11, which is far too big, in my opinion. Heidenheim currently sit in sixth place on 30 points. That's only 6 points off top of the table, St. Pauli, though. They're all bunched, you know, the six teams right up there, all within 2 games of each other. Ingolstadt, however, are dead last. They've only got 10 points from their 10 matches so far this season. Only 4 of those points have come away from home this campaign. And it's not a good time for them to be travelling to one of the most informed teams in the league, Heidenheim, who've taken 12 points from the last 5 matches. Ingolstadt have only managed 5 from their last 5 matches. I fully expect Heidenheim to win this, and I expect them to win comfortably, so much so that I'm surprised they aren't a banker pick or their odds aren't a lot less than 7-11. I think that's pretty generous for what I would call banker material. So Heidenheim to beat Ingolstadt on Sunday, 7-11 price tag, and I'll pass over to Gordo.
Yeah, I mean, I feel Connor would probably call that a banker in there. But
I really like the pick. I really like that pick. 7-11 is huge. Like, just Ingolstadt are so bad, yeah, and Heidenheim are actually very, very good.
There was just so much of you that wanted to go, Ingolstadt are just shit.
I think it was like long-term listeners will remember when myself and John Walker used to back against Ingolstadt all the time.
Yeah.
This was like 3 or 4 years ago. Ingolstadt were a team that featured every week just on the losing end. So it's nice to return to that at the beginning of 2022. Sorry, Gordon, you actually gave
me a really good segue, because I am for my pick, I'm basically just saying X team or shit, and X team or shit that I'm picking is Norwich to lose to Everton. So it's Norwich versus Everton. Norwich have played 4 of 5 of this podcast's supported teams in their last 5 home games. So they lost 5-0 to Arsenal, obviously Andy's team. They lost 2-0 to Villa in there as well. Southampton, they beat. And Man United beat them 1-0 as well. So, Joey, you're in the clear for this one. No one here supports Wolves for their 0-0 draw. So, Norwich are bad, and they're Derby-level Premier League bad. They're just genuinely awful. Everton aren't much better. You know, their last home game, their last 5 away games have been dreadful as well. However, they're a much better team than Norwich, and I think they've made some decent signings over the kind of Christmas period. You know, they'd a 3-2 win against Hull in the Cup was their last away game as well. And overall, you know, they had a one each draw with Chelsea in there too. So they're capable of better performances. This is a bet against Norwich. That's squarely it. You're getting Everton at even money away from home. That's why I'm backing them here, and I think that is a good team to have in the value slot. I would not pick Everton for any other reason than. I see Andy Vaughan has raised his hand. Would you like to reference something, good sir?
I think I hate this.
Why do you hate it?
Everton. Yeah. Like, I watched all that game because I lived in Hull for a while. So, and went to the KC, and I like, Hull easily could have won that game. Like, easily could have won that game. I mean, Everton won it in extra time. So that was a draw. Let's be honest. And saying that they managed to beat Hull is, in fact, they drew with a championship club last week.
The difference between these two teams is that this is Norwich's last five results. They beat Charlton in a cup away from home. They lost 3-0 to Crystal Palace. They lost 5-0 to Arsenal. They lost 2-0 to Aston Villa. They lost 1-0 to Man United. They haven't
Decent teams. Like Arsenal, one Man goal United.
In five games.
I understand they're bad, but I think Everton are very bad as well. And I think they're not just bad, Everton are frustrating.
If you think, if you're the Everton manager, which I am not,
Rafa Benitez.
What you are is
under incredible pressure.
Yes, and this is the exact game that you want to be playing against the worst possible team.
I don't know if it is.
Can we also just say, Andy, the last time we did this, I'm pretty sure he backed Villa and they won. So I'm not going to question it.
Yeah. Only thing I'll add, and I'm not sure if it'll help or hurt, but Gordo, I was initially looking at Everton for that exact reason.
Yeah.
But then Andy, I was turned off of it for that exact reason.
Yeah.
My biggest fear is a score drop.
Yeah. I think it's dodgy. That's all.
But I'm glad you're picking it and not me.
Would anyone be surprised if Everton won this game?
No.
Would anyone be surprised if Everton didn't win this game?
Yes, I would be shocked and appalled at the overall state of this.
I don't think I would be shocked or surprised on either of those things. So that, for me, is just a game I would leave well the hell alone.
I look forward to Everton being up 2-0 within 30 minutes and this being paid out.
Everton are even money for this, Gordon. Proper even money. So I will happily give you an even money side bet.
Absolutely.
I don't even think that they won't win. I just like side bets. Like, I'll bet on rock, paper, scissors. So why the hell not? Let's do a side bet. Yeah.
I mean, a 10 spot on that does me there.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just take the other side.
Definitely eaten my value time. So I will pass to Chris Kelly for perhaps a more sane pick. Chris, what have you got?
Well, I'm sure we've all got opinions on this game because we've been talking about it. Dortmund against Freiburg on Friday in the German Bundesliga. We're back there. After somebody scored in the first half, we are going to go for Dortmund to win and both teams to score for around 2-1, which is a little bit high for a value, but, you know, I like it. Dortmund, their one loss has been a little bit shaky lately, but they're heavy favourites to win at 1-2. I've been backing both teams to score the whole season. 8 of the last 10 games has been both teams to score. Freiburg are decent. They're in fourth place, but are massive underdogs at 92. However, they have scored in 8 out of the last 10 games as well, so you'd expect them to nick one here. The bet is Dortmund and both teams to score at 2-1. However, if you want something more even money, you can go for either both teams to score and over 2 goals for 9-10, or Dortmund to win and over 2 goals for just over even. I think it's like 11-10. So, you have 3 choices. I'm sure between us, we would all pick them. But the actual bet is Dortmund, the both teams score. Something pretty interesting, though. Dortmund are heavy favourites to win. Both teams to score is the odds-on favourite to happen. Yet the odds of Dortmund keeping a clean sheet and winning is the exact same as them both teams to score and winning, which I find a bit odd.
That's never happened, is it?
Yeah. Exact same. It's both. I don't know the fraction, but it's 2.67.
It was scary the other night when they played. Just every time the other team went forward, they looked like they were going to score. Defensively, they look so scary.
It looks like they have Dejan Lovren playing for them. That's that kind of feeling that I have. Is that anything? It's just. But yeah, good pick, Chris.
I've been saying it all season. They're a team that they're happy to let in one or two if they score 3 or 4.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, Joey, over to you. Joey,
over to you. Yeah. So I'm going to switch things up a little bit with my value pick. I'm going to go to Belgium with Mechelen visiting Leuven. And I like both teams to score in over 2.5. Are we starting to see a trend here or not?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen this before.
There might be a theme. I might just sound like repeat the whole night, but you can get that just shy of evens at 1.8-ish, little over 1.8, right around 4-5. Mechelen are sixth place on 33 points, scoring 37 goals, conceding 37 goals through 21 games. Leuven are in 10th on 26 points, scoring 29 goals and conceding 34. Historically, this matchup has seen both the score in over 2.5 and 8 of the last 13 overall, and 4 of the last 6 times Mechelen has gone to Leuven. There was a 1-1 in there and a 3-0, so kind of a little bit of both on the both to score and the over 2.5. But Leuven have actually had both the score in 8 of their last 11, and they've had both the score and plus over and over 2.5 in 6 of their last 11, and that permutation, that exact both the score and over 2.5 has happened 4 of the last 6 times they've been at home. Mechelen, on the other hand, have seen both the score in 5 of their last 10 away and both the score and over 2.5 in all 5 of those, but have also seen both the score and over 2.5 in 4 of their last 5 away matches in the league. Mechelen, both the score and over 2.5 in 5 of the last 9 overall in the league, and then Leuven has seen it in 6 of their last 9 overall in the league and 5 of their last 7. So not really too much to get too into, but goals.
What price is that, Joey?
You can get that just over 4-5, a little bit. I think it was 1.83 on 365.
It's 5-6 on Bet365.
That's what I get for trying to do fractions.
Yeah, that's it.
I was like, close enough. But yeah, no, I like goals.
And why shouldn't you?
Exactly.
Connor, what do you have in the value slot?
I'm going to a league that is familiar for Gordo, one of his true loves. It's on Sunday at the non-traditional kickoff time of 3:15. So get the crowd trouble out of the way first.
Yeah, that's it. Get the crowd trouble there.
And it's in Serie B, and I'll be backing Benevento away at Spal at 5-4. For the main reason that Spal are dog shit. Really dog shit.
Yeah.
Last 5 home games, they've not won. Their last actual home win, this is a fact that Gordo will like, was against the worst team in the league, LR Vicenza.
Yes, it was. I do know that. That is a good fun fact.
Whereas Benevento are decent. They're not perfect. You know, the last 5 games, they've only got 1 loss, and that was against Fiorentina in the cup. They lost one of their last away games to Pisa, who are sort of running away with the league.
Yeah,
but this is basically a bet against Spal, who I alliterate, are shit. They are so bad. And Benevento have probably one decent player up front in Lapadula, who is a mid-table Serie A striker playing in a very good championship-level club. But yes, this is just a bet against Spal, really. 5-4 Benevento.
Okay. I looked at that pick as well. Spal have been so bad. As soon as they parachuted out of that division, they've been woeful.
Yeah, you know, they were in Serie A 2 years ago, doing all right, and they've just kind of got relegated, lost all their good, you know, I think they had one good striker and they've lost him. Benevento are sitting 5th in the league, and I think Spal are one place above relegation. Like I said, it's just a pick against Spal, but away from home, 5-4 I thought was a really good price and value-y for me, I think. So, yeah, Dave, what have you got?
Again, I am picking a team. I'm going against the team because they are shit. So I am. I've got Oldham against Leighton Orient, and I like Leighton Orient at 6-5 because Oldham are shit.
You know this pick is going to bite you in the arse.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, all of us are going to get hit with this.
Literally every time we pick Oldham against Oldham.
If you're not careful, Dave, Yeah. Gordon will send you an Oldham shirt for Christmas.
Like Norian, sitting 10th in mid-table. Oldham, bottom. They're in 24th. They're also bottom of the home form table. Like Norian have not lost a game to Oldham since 2014. And Oldham have not won a game in the league since the 20th of November.
Who was that against?
I don't know, actually. Without looking, I couldn't tell you, it wasn't against Forest Green.
It's probably my pick when I picked Port Vale. Yeah.
That's a dangerous game you're playing there, Connor, asking people questions on the spot because other people will start doing that to you.
Yeah, no, true.
I don't know if you guys know, but Oldham are in, they're a dire lot. There's a protest at every home game. And apparently the fans do a different protest every home game. So they've had fill the stadium, and then the next game they had empty the stadium. So there was nobody there. They've done throwing stuff on the pitch. They've done everything.
Do you know what that says to me? They're entertaining themselves with something other than football. If the football is rotten. Yeah. Right, the fact it's not just the same protest every week means like they've had to find new ways to entertain themselves.
Like Norian are okay. They're a decent side. Under Kenny Jackett, but it's just Oldham. They're just awful. So.
What price is that though?
It is 6-5.
I love it. There's just two things that scare me. One is Port Vale and one is Forest Green. One was your pick and one was my pick.
I mean, Leighton Orient had beaten. I looked at that because everyone sent their picks over earlier as well. Leighton Orient had beaten Oldham the last three times they played them, home and away. So I'm happy with that in there.
It's a great price as well.
It makes for a very tasty sixfold. Anyone want to have a guess on what the sixfold might be?
What was my maths and the banker? I don't know.
Yeah, Chris is like 4-1.
What were the prices again? 2-6-5.
So you've got mine was 7-11. Then Gordo's at evens.
Yeah.
Chris is at 15-8, which is pretty huge. 5-6, 5-4, 6-5. So basically, three evens. One at almost 2-1, and one at about 3-4.
I reckon a tenner will return 215.
Well, no, more than that.
Oh, way more.
I think it's like 615 or something.
It's 85-1.
Oh,
wow. So wouldn't that be an excellent start to the new year? Apart from the fact that Gordon's gone and picked everything.
Muy picante.
Yeah, muy picante indeed, Joey. That's what we're all about.
Do you know offhand what the last game is in that round? Like, who's the latest?
Mine's on Sunday.
I don't think it's me.
Mine's on Sunday as well.
Mine's quarter past three on Sunday.
Right, it'll be you then, Connor. It'll be Benevento.
The pressure. The pressure.
Beat Spal. if it gets that far. When it gets that far. They were the value picks. We'll now have a short break, which you will hear on the podcast. We are part of the Sports Social Podcast Group. They very kindly host our podcast. So here is a word from our sponsors. Patreon listeners, however, will go straight into the Outsiders. We'll see you in a couple of minutes. Welcome back, and now on to the Outsiders for this week's show. This is where we pick something that the bookies have priced up as an underdog, and you're going to get some big odds here and potentially some contentious picks as well. Like mine, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. in the Bundesliga's Vi in Germany. Darmstadt versus Karlsruhe, and an away win here for Karlsruhe is 11-4 or 3-1 best price. So Darmstadt are second in the league. Karlsruhe are mid-table, they're 10th, 10 points behind Darmstadt. They've got 25 instead of 35 points. Now, the only reason that I like this bet at all, because league position and form both favour Darmstadt, is that Karlsruher have an excellent head-to-head record in this particular fixture. They won both games in 2021 against Darmstadt, 3-0 at home and 1-0 away. The seven times these teams have played each other at Darmstadt's home ground, so Karlsruher being the away team since 2000, Darmstadt have won none of them. There's been four wins for Karlsruher and three draws. They've played six times over the last 3 years, and the results have been four Karlsruher wins, one draw, and only the one win for Darmstadt. So the 3-1 price for me, I'm happy to have a single on that as an outsider. And you may recognize that pick as Connor's banker.
Yes.
But hey, the opposite as Connor's banker. But hey, I don't
mind. Do you want to come in on that?
I'll put a small stake on the 3-1.
I mean, do you want 20 quid on the... You can have the draw and away, and I'll have home.
I mean, no, because like I'd still get better at the bookies.
I mean, the head-to-head was the only like scary thing. But like I said in mine, I'm basing off, look at Darmstadt's last five at home. You know, they beat St. Pauli, as I said. So I'll let you, you know, cry when Darmstadt win. So...
Well, Darmstadt will probably win. That's why Karlsruher is the 3-1 outsider. But I'm just saying, I quite like the 3-1 price. In fact, during the middle bit there, when I heard Dave, I almost just switched for Ipswich. I was like, how quickly can I go, oh, right, actually, but no, I'm sticking to my guns. It's in the Bundesliga Zwei, and it's a Karlsruher win. So I don't know if anyone's doing the mega couping. How you rectify that. Maybe that's the game you leave off because you probably will breach payout rules anyway.
I'm just waiting on Gordon to pick the draw.
Right, Gordo, what have you got in your outsider?
My outsider pick is my strongest pick of the week because I've already given this pick and the game got cancelled and I get to give it again. So this pick is Pisa versus Frosinone. I take you to the Arena Garibaldi, best named Sierra B Stadium, and this is Pisa versus Frosinone. Pisa have drawn three of their last five games. Frosinone have drawn three of their last five games. Historic head-to-head has seen this game go 4-0-0s and 1-0-1 to Frosinone when Pisa play them at home. I think this game will be 0-0. I'm not taking it at 9-1, but I will take it this time at the rather more conservative odds of 9-4 in the draw slot here. It's a game set up for a draw. You know, Pisa are top of the league, 38 points. Frosinone are in eighth with 28 points. This game historically leads to 0-0 draw. This would fit in really well between Sudan versus Gabon and like Mozambique versus Malawi, because this is an AFCON scoreline coming at you. 0-0 or 1-1. Preferably 0-0. So let me just check the updated odds on the correct score, because that was a couple of weeks ago. So for 0-0, you are going to get... Oh, God, 9-1, still there. Perfect, right? So my outsider, 9-4, a draw between Pisa and Frosinone. Christopher Kelly, what do you have?
Can you guess what league we're going to go to?
Scottish League 2?
No, we're going to the Dutch Eerste Divisie.
Ah, well, okay, never mind.
However, we are not going for both teams to score. As well as both teams to score, I have mentioned a few times that this is a week where the underdog can definitely win. And then the last round, three underdogs won away from home. And we're hoping for that to happen again here as Telstar are hosting MVV Maastricht, or however you pronounce it. And I'm going for MVV to win, which is now close to 3-1, I think. And it was about 2-1 yesterday. So, you know, the odds are getting up there. On paper, MVV have been on a bit of a losing streak lately. However, they've been facing top-of-the-table talent. Only 3 points separate the teams. However, MVV have almost double the amount of wins, 7 to Telstar's 4. Telstar have a lot of draws, which is why they're pretty close in terms of points. 6 of MVV's 7 wins have came from teams that are below them, including a 3-0 win over Telstar in September. Telstar's few victories weren't convincing. They had a late 93rd minute goal. They had an early goal. They even missed a penalty in one of their wins. You know, they're not a particularly great team. And in the cup, they get taken to extra time by Spakenburg, who are not only in the league below them, they're also pretty poor in the league below them. They're not like top of the table or anything like that. as I say, they're pretty close. There's 3 points between them. Their goal for and against is pretty insanely close as well. 22-41 for MVV and 23-41 for Telstar. I think they're a lot closer than the odds suggest. And the only thing that really separates them from me is the fact that MVV have more victories. And I think this will be another one.
Good.
And Joey, what have you got?
So for my outsider, I'm going to go back to Belgium. And I like Anderlecht to win against Liège. But I like them to win while both teams score as well. Hey, you can get that right around 2-1. Keeping on trend here, I should have prefaced at the beginning of the episode on my banker pick that there would be a theme here. But I figured if you'd been listening at all to any of my episodes, you might have picked up on it already. Anderlecht are third in the league on 38 points, scoring 50 goals and only conceding 26 in 21 matches. Whereas we have Standard Liège sitting in the lowly 15th place, only 4 points outside of the final relegation spot, which I could imagine most people hear the name Liège, Standard Liège, and think, woohoo, they're doing either bang average, middle of the table, or they're probably doing pretty well. Not the case this season. They've scored 22 goals and conceded 31 in 19 matches. Anderlecht sit top of the 5-game form table on 13 points, scoring 19 goals, conceding 4, while Liège are way down there, a little bit higher than their actual league position, which I guess is better. But they've only picked up 3 points in 4 games, scoring 5 and conceding 8. So the big thing and interesting thing here is Anderlecht are actually scoring the same amount of goals home and away, but they've actually conceded 2 more goals at home in 1 less match than they have away. So already there, you're seeing slightly leakier at home, which is generally surprising. But the real handicapping here, and if I can call it handicapping, I'm not going to make it seem like I know what I'm talking about, but Standard Liège have actually lost 4 of their last 5 league matches, and they've lost 3 of their last 5 away from home, have all been losses plus both teams to score. The only match that they've won in the last 5, which ironically I actually watched, and it was the most bizarre scenario, and Antwerp ended up getting a man sent off at halftime due to what I can only assume was a miscommunication. It was big altercation, and I don't think the guy that got sent off really did anything. But that's neither here nor there. But so Antwerp are down to 10 men. Liège take the lead, and then they concede 2 goals in the second half after Antwerp put on their decent players and put on the rest of their full squad. And so it takes them up until the 87th minute, Liège, to grab an equalizer, and then they score 2 goals in the final 3 minutes of the match to grab their only 3-2 win in the past 5 games. Historically, head-to-head has seen Anderlecht win 3 of the last 5 at home, and there's been a win in both to score in 2 of those last 3 home wins for Anderlecht. I'm not going to try to reinvent the wheel here. I think I was actually looking at Anderlecht as Anderlecht just to win, as either like a banker or a charity, something like that, because I think that is more than certain, just based on how Liège has been playing. But while Liège is on this form, they're not terrible at scoring. It's not like they're just completely hopeless. They just genuinely can't get out of their own way, which I will more than happily try to capitalize on. So that's my outsider. I like Anderlecht to win and both teams to score. Just shy of 2-1. I think it was actually 2-1 on Bet365. But Chris, what do you have for your outsider this week?
I'm Connor, by the way.
No, not Chris. Connor. I almost had it.
Of course.
It's all right, Dave. Don't worry. I'm enjoying
it. I deserve that, yeah.
My outsider was very close to being my value and my banker as well. But before I go into it, I just want to thank Gordo and Andy for having me on the show. And if they've learned anything from my time on the pod, I'm backing a team which is very close to our hearts. I mean, very close. We own 49% of the club. And it's going to be on Sunday. And it involves Greuther Fürth.
Come on. I think go I know where this is going.
Right, go on then.
And I'm backing 0-0.
Yes, oh, that's exactly what we're looking for.
I'm backing 0-0, and it's at 10-1. I've not made many notes on this. I actually wrote 0-0, both teams are shit. but I actually do have a question. I have a question for everyone, like a little quiz. The question is, what do Robert Lewandowski and Patrick Schick have in common?
I don't know.
Anybody?
Phenomenal goal scorers.
Well, both of them haven't been on this podcast.
That's true. Both of them have scored more goals than Bielefeld and Firth in the league this season.
Wow. Impressively shit.
Fair enough. And we've talked many times about how shit Firth are. You know, they've only picked up one win this season. I can't remember who they beat, but...
I bet it was a pretty good win, though.
It was pretty concise.
It was a pretty concise win. Bielefeld have only picked up 8 points this season as well. Well, I don't know what else to say about this. This just looks like it has 0-0 written all over it. And I'm happy to back it at 10-1 because both these teams are crap. And I've got nothing else for it.
Only thing I will add, because ironically, if any of the Patreon listeners were paying attention to my rant during the middle section, I kind of like this as a score draw.
I'm going 0-0 on this, honestly, because they're so bad.
The only thing that scares me is if you look at Forth's away form, they've conceded 35 goals away from home, but they haven't played Bielefeld away from home. The last five away games, lost 3-0 to Dortmund, lost 7-1 to Leverkusen, lost 4-0 to Gladbach, lost 4-1 to Freiburg and lost 4-1 to Leipzig, which are all kind of in the top half, top eight. Whereas they haven't played a Bielefeld side yet. They beat a very, very good Union Berlin side, as we'd already mentioned. I'm going to take the punt at 10-1. I'm backing 0-0. But if you actually, in all fairness, if you don't want to bet 0-0 and you're scared of a goal, you can get 9-1 on no goal scorer, and that covers an own goal.
Like,
so if it's an own goal and it finishes 1-0, you still win your bet. So 10-1 or 9-1.
It does feel very own goalie, actually, after you've just said that. A ricochet off the keeper, like as he's kicking it, hits the defender in the back and then hits the keeper and goes in or something.
I am going to back 0-0. Yeah. I'm also going to back over 5.5 goals.
that's the thing with two terrible teams, though, isn't it? It can go either way.
Yeah.
I would say look at Falkirk or Bay, but I wish she's wouldn't.
The problem is with this game, I can't back Bielefeld at 4-5 on. I can't back Firth at 3-1 because it's not big enough.
So I'll
take 0-0
all the way.
The
draw is 12-5, so I can't back that. Yeah. So I'll back 0-0, no goal scorer. I'll move nicely along to Dave.
Is it? So I'm in the English Championship on Saturday at 3:00. And it's Millwall against Notts Forest. And I like Forest there at 23-10 because generally I don't understand why they're 23-10. So Forest are in 9th, Millwall are in 11th. But Forest are 4th in the away form table, Millwall 13th in the home form table. But Millwall have only won twice in the last 9, whereas Forest have only lost twice in the last 12. Obviously, we all know Forest beat Arsenal, I would say, comfortably at the weekend in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Arsenal had an okay team out, and you know, Forest obviously had their best team out. But Arsenal didn't really cause them any problems. And under Cooper, they've been going pretty well, just knocking around, trying to get in the playoffs. They've also made some really good signings. They signed Cook from Bournemouth, the centre-half. Great signing. And they've took Keenan Davis on loan from Villa, who's a good player, fantastic at holding the ball up, just cannot score goals, which is why he'll probably never cut it in the Premier League. But it probably did well in the Championship. And also, Millwall have got a problem going on with their best player, Jed Wallace, who wants to go to Besiktas, but apparently Millwall won't let him go. So I think there's a bit of a thing about him not playing at the minute. So But yeah, I just like Forest there, 23-10. I think that's a good price for him.
Yeah, decent in there.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good price. So we have a range of outsiders there. Does anyone want to have a guess at what this sixfold might be?
12,000 to 1.
No, I mean, it's 4,777 to 1.
I mean, as I like to say on this podcast, I mean, I will bet on almost anything, but that coupon itself seems a lock. There, yeah, that's worth a fiver.
I've just bet on all the penny minimum bet.
Yeah, it'll be something like that, I'd imagine.
I'll have a pound on the four grand shot, and then like a pound on all the four folds or something. Why not? Really? Connor hates the car. I don't even like my own outsider. and then there's a 10-1 nil-nil in there. So, like, let's be honest, it is what it is. Hopefully our listeners, you know, will listen to the different descriptions and find something that they like to investigate further. They're the main picks from this week's show. So if you go to patreon.com/tramplebet or download the Patreon app and search for Trample Bet Podcast, £5.50 a month gives you access to that. It really supports us. And also you get a cheat sheet. So that's all the picks written down. And you can work it out from there. So on to the charity pick for this week. And we won the charity pick, albeit it was a double the last Woo-hoo. Time out. This time it is a sixfold. And I shall start us off, but I don't think I'm starting us off chronologically. I'm just starting us off by being first to go. This is Sunday at 1 p.m. I'm in Germany again. I've dropped down a league for this one. Sunday at 1 p.m., Victoria Berlin against Braunschweig, and you'll get the away team Braunschweig at 6-5. So Braunschweig are second in the table with 36 points from 20 games. Victoria are in 11th. That's 10 points back on 26 points. Now, the reason I like this pick is that Braunschweig are the best team away from home in the league. 20 points from 10 away games, which is a really good return. It's actually better than their home record. The teams met earlier in the season at Braunschweig, and this was one of these games where everything that Victoria touched turned to gold. They had 5 shots in total, and they managed to win a game that they were, you know, second best in possession, 4-0. So 4 of those shots just went in. Braunschweig will be looking to put that right this time. And I reckon a 6-5 price for a very good away-from-home team, second in the table, Braunschweig, is safe enough for the charity pick.
Fine by me.
Sound all right, G-Man?
I'm good with that. I've got a pick of a similar ilk to another pick that I gave in this show, in that this game also didn't go ahead, so I can get to bring it back to the podcast again. This is Lecce away at Pordenone. Pordenone have been widely covered in this show because they have picked up 8 points out of 18 games. The only team worse than them are LR Vicenza, who have got 7 points from their 17 games. They've got a game in hand over them. So a real rally at the bottom of that table for who can be the shittest team. I'm going to take Lecce here as a bet purely against Pordenone. Pordenone, again, have played 18 games, and you know, getting 8 points from them is a rancid return. Lecce are the other side of that. They are on 4th position. They've taken 31 points from their 17 games. You know, they recently beat Spezia in the cup. They lost 1-0 to Pisa, but they beat Spal, as Connor had referenced earlier on in the show, who are not very good at all. A couple of draws in there, one of them with Frosinone, which is fine. They drew 0-0 with Frosinone. Great. Good omen for Frosinone to take that into their Pisa game. But yeah, I think Lecce are going to go over the top of Pordenone in this spot here. You can get them at the charity odds for me of 10-11 on 365. So that is why I'll be taking them there. So Chris, what have you got for the charity returns this week?
So like I said earlier, I'm probably going to be the last one. I've had special permission to pick a Tuesday pick. We are at 7:45 on Tuesday in the Scottish Premiership. We're going for Hearts to beat St Johnstone, which was 1-2, but has now gone up to about 3-5, which is a wee bit better for the charity. Basically, St Johnstone are garbage. It seems to be the theme tonight. Let's go for opponents that are garbage. Their last win was forever ago when they beat Dundee United, which, let's face it, is nothing special. They're on an 8-game losing streak this year. Nobody expects them to turn it around. Their fans don't expect them to turn it around, and they're not going to turn it around against Hearts, who are sitting pretty comfortable, third on the table, and their only two losses recently have been against both the Old Firm teams. So, yeah, it's a banker charity, I would say, and I'm putting it out there as the last one on the accumulator. So, Joey, what have you got?
All right, so to finish my picks for the week, I've got Villarreal in both to score, staying on trend with the theme, at just shy of 4-5, right around 1.8. So Villarreal are eighth in the league on 29 points, scoring 33 goals in 22 matches. Scoring 33, conceding 22 in 20 matches, whereas Elche are 16th on 19 points, scoring 20 goals, conceding 28 in 20 matches. Elche have been averaging roughly about a goal scored and a goal conceded at home. 9 goals scored, 10 conceded, and 9 at home. Whereas Villarreal are averaging just shy of a goal scored and exactly 1 goal conceded. 7 scored and 9 conceded and 9 away. Five game form table, though, sees Villarreal scoring 15 goals, conceding 5, and Elche scoring 8, conceding 7. Historically, both the score has occurred in 2 of the last 3 since Elche has been recently promoted. They got relegated and then came back up to the La Liga. But it's also happened in 5 of the last 7 overall. Elche have also seen both the score in 5 of their last 9 at home this season and 3 of the last 5 overall. Whereas Villarreal have also seen over 1.5 goals in 7 of their last 8 overall. The biggest issue with Villarreal away from home is they actually weren't scoring, which, given back that 5-game form table and the last 7 of 8, would be kind of surprising. You wouldn't expect that. I think beginning of the season, they were kind of feeling things out a little bit. There were a couple of 0-0 draws and just weird stuff happening. But this Elche side, they're conceding goals. It's not like they're trying to reinvent the wheel. They're not going crazy. They're conceding goals. They're conceding home and away. I like to see Villarreal continue this form, and I actually kind of like them as an outsider to win. If you wanted to get a little bit greedier, I like this as Villarreal win plus both to score. But for the sake of the charity bet and looking at these odds, I was a little bit surprised that it was 1.8. In Elche's last game, they actually put up 2 goals in the first half. It might have been away, but still, I mean, it's not like Elche is just completely hopeless. I think they'll definitely have more than enough to get one against a Villarreal side that's conceded in most of their away matches. In fact, most of their matches this season, aside from the first couple, I think it was first 5 games, they conceded maybe once or twice in the first 5, but then after that, it's just been not leaky ship where they're conceding 2, 3, 4 every time, but they are conceding the odd goal here and there. And I do expect Elche to get a consolation, but I think Villarreal should be kind of leading the charge here. They'll be kind of leading the dance, if I must say. But yeah, as far as the charity goes, I think that 1.8 is kind of somewhere right in the middle. It's not too short, not too high, but I do like that. I think the odds are, they might drop a little bit, but I think it should hover right around 1.8 for the most part. So, Connor, since I'm finally going to get this right once in the 4 times, Connor, what do you have for your charity?
Thanks, Joe. I'd like to thank you, Oscar, for going a little bit slower so Andy can find your pick on Bet365.
That's it. I like it.
Mine is on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and I'm heading to Turkey in the Super League to back the best team in Turkey, which is Trabzonspor, away at Sivasspor at 13-10. Not really much to say about Trabzonspor. They scored the most goals in the league, conceded the least, only lost once all season. That was away to Antalyaspor, but I think that was a bit of a one-off. They had a man sent off and conceded 2 really late goals. Sivasspor are not bad. They're not good. I mean, they're unbeaten in the last 5, but they've drawn 9 games this season. They tend to draw more than they win. And this Trabzonspor side are very good. They're probably going to blitz that league. They're 10 points clear already. And most of their main challenges haven't been very good this season, apart from Başakşehir. So 13 to 10 looks like a very good price. It's quite a beefy little price for the charity as well. So
I looked at that. It's at Trabzonspor. They're just streets ahead of anyone in that league.
They're so good. I'll pass you on to Dave.
Yes, so I'm in England in League Two, Saturday, 3 o'clock. And it's Tranmere versus Rochdale. And I like Tranmere here at 13 to 10. So Tranmere actually sits second in League Two at the minute. They've gone on a bit of a run and come from nowhere to sit second. Rochdale are in 17th. Tranmere lost one in the last six games. Rochdale have only won one in their last seven. Tranmere, top of the home form table. They've took 15 points from the last five games, scoring 9, conceding none, whereas Rochdale have only took 5 points from the last 5. Tranmere played tonight, drew 1-1 with Salford, which is not a bad result. 13-10, yeah, Tranmere.
Tasty charity prices in here. Heading to the
some really good ones. I can't include mine because there's no prices on it in Bet365 yet. My other prices come from William Hill. So while pricing the charity pick up, it's 25 to 1 plus Braunschweig at over evens. So, you know, we're going to be getting 50 to 1 plus on that on the sixfold. So hopefully it comes in. Gentlemen, it's been an experience. it's been a long show, but very worthwhile. And I hope everyone's enjoyed the Megapod. There is, of course, the small matter of a side bet of Everton to beat Norwich. Can't wait to get an Everton top for Christmas next year.
Looking forward to that.
That'll be great fun. Before we go, is there anything that anyone likes throughout the year? I'm thinking maybe just now, Connor and Dave, who's your Gold Cup pick? Do you have one yet? Did anything you see over the festive period maybe help you out, or?
Oh, you put me on the spot now.
Well, yeah, I just think Galvin's run in the Savills Chase was so good, beating Appleutard. The fact you can get Galvin, and I know Gordon is a big Galvin fan.
I'm quite a large Galvin fan, to be fair. He is, right.
You can get Galvin at a lot of money.
Yeah, I think I said to Dave, I messaged you, didn't I? I went to Cheltenham on New Year's Day. And there was a horse that ran, finished second. It's called Kansas City Chief. It's probably going to run in the Potemps, which is a dodgy race. You have to kind of back your odds now, because most horses who want to run in the Potemps don't win their qualifier, because then they ease in the weights.
Yeah.
It ran really well. It got beat by a 28 to 1 shot. It was leading all the way around and just got nabbed right on the line. But part of me thought he's probably just eased it off a little bit, eased down the weights. And he's an 18 to 1 shot for the Potemps.
He's 20 to 1 today. I think it was on Sky, but he was 20th, I think.
Ooh. Back it.
That's pretty tasty. And that's a good show. So
it's a little bit early. I like to kind of wait until probably the end of January, see what's going on with all the Irish lot. And
I like
to wait till like the night before the festival starts. It's generally when I start to get active. But Galvin was so impressive. I think I'll probably have a wee anti-post bet on Galvin at some point. Anyone else say anything for 2022?
Was there anything like, obviously you do your anti-post in football. I know we're halfway through, but has anyone got anything for like, you know, the leagues at the moment? Anyone?
Top league one goal scorer.
He scored tonight
again as well.
I can't remember what odds I put it up. I put something in the group on Facebook. I liked the look of Middlesbrough to get promoted from the Championship, because I think they should make the playoffs. They're going pretty well under. I mean, Wilder's a good manager in that league. Sheffield United never got rid of him in the first place, but yeah. I can't remember what they were. I think they were about 10 to 1.
It was double digits when you put it up, Dave, for sure.
Yeah, but I'm not sure what they are at the minute.
I was just looking at African Cup of Nations outright in play odds. Does anyone have an idea who the favourites are?
No, it's that they wouldn't also give odds earlier on. I fancy Nigeria, but can't even find odds for it now.
Nigeria are third favourites at 6 to 1.
And yeah, okay.
Well, apparently nobody wants to score goals in this competition. So,
well,
automatically cancels me out.
Yeah, African football is definitely not one of my strong points. Like, I spend a lot of time watching Japanese football and Asian football, so I have no idea. But what I would think is UK bookmakers go on what UK punters are betting. A lot of people like Salah. A lot of people like the players from Egypt. I'm going to guess Egypt and Morocco will be up the top.
Morocco are the 6 favourites and Egypt are 7 favourites. 9 and 12 respectively.
Really? Algeria are the team that everyone seems to think will do quite well.
They're second favourites.
Yeah.
Chris?
No, I was trying to get Nigeria, but I couldn't find the odds.
Dave?
Yeah. No, I've backed Malu, but they're not...
You're on the right lines, I think, Andy. The top four in the market, so from reverse, top five are the Ivory Coast, so that's the Wolf Zaha and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're always there as well because they play in World Cups. So
Cameroon in the next one. That's like Kuwait and then it's Nigeria. Senegal are the favourites.
Yeah,
I was going to say Mane. We forgot Mane. Yeah.
Mane, yeah.
They took a long time to get a go in that game the other day.
Honestly, I was looking at those Nigeria lineups and that having Iheanacho on the wing with
Wilfred and Didi and Joe Arrigo is
up top. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they only took one Rangers player when they could add three. So
it's
not even a final form.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I think we'll be me and Gordo will be back in Cape Verde for that Irish Cape Verde.
Oh yeah,
night.
Pico, my man, Pico, top goal scorer. but yeah,
loads of stuff there. What an epic show! I'm obviously going to close out the podcast now, so I'll think of a word to say goodbye when we run through it at the end. If you like the picks, go on to Patreon. You can find them all written down there. It's easier than listening back and trying to write them all down and then pick what you want from those 24. I'm sure there's something that takes your fancy. This has been the first Trampled Bet podcast of 2022. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
See ya.
Ciao.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.